You're listening to music played by Dennis Monroe on an Appalachian dulcimer created by Dwayne Wilder. Dwayne Wilder began building dulcimers 12 years ago, inspired and taught by Walter Martin, an old friend who became his mentor.
He made 1,000 dulcimers over 20 years, developed a wide reputation, sold them in Australia, hand-delivered one in Australia, and sold instruments in Ireland and England and all over the United States, of course. He was getting on to be 80 years old, and he was getting a little tired of it. And he told me one time that he was going to retire, and I said, well, what's going to become of all this? And I said, give me half an hour. And in half an hour, I decided this would be the thing to do, to follow in this man's footsteps.
Wilder benefited from everything his mentor had done. He also started with advantages. He used to make museum-quality ship models, so his woodworking skills were considerable. And he'd been a classical guitarist. He says you certainly need to have a musical ear.
I don't think it's necessary to play at a master level. After all, life's too short to both build at a master level and play at a master level. But a basic sense of whether something is musical or not, I think really is a leg up, as you say.
Dwayne Wilder's studio in an area bordering Ellison Park is quiet, tidy, well-organized. Lounging on the floor, occasionally giving voice, are his two adopted greyhounds. Wilder occasionally uses power tools if needed, but mostly hand tools, planes, scrapers. If you commissioned this artist to build a dulcimer for you, you'd expect him to ask about your favorite music and playing style. But what comes next may surprise you.
I listen very carefully to their voice.
Yeah. You mean that literally, their speaking voice?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I feel that the voice is the foundation of musical sensibility. That every sense of music that we have flows out of the way we use our voice and the character of our voice. Think of Julia Childs, for instance. Her voice is full of brilliance, even some stridency sometimes when she gets excited. So you'd never want to give her a bright instrument. You would want something that complements that brightness with some depth and bottom.
I'm trying to think of distinctive voices. How about James Earl Jones?
He's the one who would get the bright instrument. Nearly, I would suggest to him that he's got enough depth and darkness and color, and that what he needs is to augment, or not augment, but to complement that darkness with some brightness.
Other factors, the kind of wood chosen and its specific qualities.
There's something that happens called playing in that all musicians experience, especially if they have a brand new instrument, where the voice of the wood gets sweeter and sweeter over a number of years.
From Dwayne Wilder's award-winning elegant website, www.baremeadow.com, you learn that the Appalachian dulcimer is a fretted zither, originally found in southern mountain cultures. It's thought by some to be descended from the European zither. Others believe it's a true child of the Eastern American mountain communities. Musician Dennis Monroe.
I met Dwayne at what we call an artist breakfast, and saw one of his instruments there. I was doing a little presentation, and he had one. And I was immediately taken by the look of it, but as a musician, the sound of it. And then after I played it, the feel of it. That's important to me. Sustain the color of the tone through bass and treble range, and it's just a total voice.
That's so beautiful. That's such a wonderful sound.
I appreciate the drone quality of the instrument, and I use that in composing for it.
Drone?
So, yeah, the drone. You'll finger a couple of strings while you're playing other ones. That is the same tone going over and over again.
Wilder teaches classes in dulcimer making in the hope the art may be passed to future generations. Just after taping this story, he was moving most of his studio equipment for a week at the Northeast Dulcimer Symposium at Blue Mountain Lake, which is where exactly?
Out in the middle of a great big woods. It's northeast of Old Forge.
You call your business Bear Meadow.
I feel the energy of bears a lot. I liked the idea of bears wandering through a meadow. That just seemed to capture the energy that I wanted to bring to this building.
Wilder is currently building his 123rd dulcimer, which can take anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. The instruments are works of art, some with exotic inlays, and something else. Dwayne Wilder puts a poem inside his dulcimers. And you write the poem on what? Or where is it located inside the instrument? And can you read it?
Yes, it's written just below the sound hole. So you can, by holding the instrument up to a strong light, you can read it.
Dwayne Wilder is the only person holding a patent for the dulcimer, inventing a removable fret called a flexi-fret. Like his mentor, he's building a dulcimer for a customer in Australia. However, he has not yet been invited to hand-deliver it. Isabel Neuberger, WXXI News.